I did want to ask you, though, on a more serious note, if you think that the militia and also sort of the white supremacist movement poses a greater threat to the country than ISIS. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. And we keep hearing from, you know, the Republican candidates very little about this particular topic, sort of homegrown white anti-government terrorism, and nobody talks about it. So while I have you here, I just wanted to ask that question.
I worked both militias and white supremacists and Al-Qaeda.
Okay. So you're the perfect guy to ask.
I have a lot of cross-pollinization, at least as far as seeing how they operate. The average Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorist is a functional person. The average militia person is generally not a functional person. These people, it comes in waves. When you get 8 years of a Democratic administration, the militias grow. When you get 8 years of a Republican administration, the militias kind of recede. It's a tide thing going on. So what you're seeing is the tide growing. There is a perceived, and I'm not taking sides, but there is a perceived belief that their constitutional rights are being eroded. People they don't like are being accepted in society as equals, and they are powerless. And so what do? They do what a baby does. They cry just hoping to get some attention and thinking that this will change things. But it isn't going to change. They are not, those guys in there aren't willing to die. They don't know how close they are, but they are not willing to die for this. There's this belief they have. It's kind of an apocalyptic belief based on if you build it, they will come. They think if you build the revolution, people will come, you know, armed and with flags. And what they're going to get is a guy with three teeth, a dog, and a pickup truck, and a gun. And that's their delusion. They are delusional.